Thanks very much, Laura. I actually thought the stadium controversy was behind us and I was safe to be anywhere in proximity to Chamberlain. Obviously, I was wrong. Anyway, what
exercise.
What a pleasure it is to be here this evening to say a few words about Fred Eisenberger. I'm especially pleased that as a former mayor, as Laura said, I have the honor and privilege of formally inducting Fred into the past mayor's club. Now, you may not have heard of this club, Fred, but it is highly exclusive and claims as its membership some of the most distinguished and high caliber individuals in this province. You now join the ranks of others who have indelibly etched their names into our memory through their remarkable accomplishments. Now, admittedly, you're in the one-term mayor section of the club.
It's growing.
It does get a little sketchy, no offense. Mayor Bob and I are in the super elite section. But you are a member nonetheless. It entitles you to all kinds of rights and privileges. It entitles you to free counseling to help you adjust to the fact that as an ex-mayor, when you jump into the back seat of a car, it doesn't automatically drive you. It entitles you to write self-serving editorials about your successor. entitles you to take part in the annual rejection of Terry Cook's membership application. Terry, just because you were directly elected, you're not a past member. But your admission to the club that gives me the opportunity to pause and reflect on your accomplishments. Sure, there will be many this evening who will focus on your epic struggle with the stadium, the Moby Dick of your time as mayor. And like Melville's classic story of Captain Ahab, your quest to land stadium for the West Harbor ultimately saw the Harpoon Line wrap itself around your neck and drag you down to the bottom. You surely must take some solace in the fact that in your failure to land this great white whale, as Mark Chamberlain would say, it was really a great white elephant that you avoided. I love this stuff in Burlington. I'm not going to talk about the stadium. I would rather focus on the more positive aspects of your reign over this city. There is little doubt that over the past 4 years, your effusive and ebullient personality has left its mark on this great city. Granted, it was strange that when I received the invitation from Laura Babcock, she felt compelled to point out that you, in fact, have a sense of humor. Laura couldn't possibly have attended the Mayor's Luncheon series. Those were the times when you really got us fired up and ready to go with oratory that was witty, and at the same time from the heart and full of passion and inspiration. No, sorry, that was Mark. Seriously, Fred, it's fun to tease, but I couldn't leave without genuinely saying thanks. Thanks for so many things, saving the Lister Block, getting the province and feds on board to clean up Randall Reef. Thanks for helping to create and sustain the JPC. Thanks for getting an independent integrity commissioner to help increase transparency at City Hall. Thanks for helping to keep taxes low. You're a consummate professional. You stood by your principles, and you are leaving with your integrity intact and enough friends to last a lifetime. I think the Globe and Mail got it right when they declared you the country's boldest mayor back in August. Good luck and Godspeed.